Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. I am one of your hosts this week, Professor Chris G. I almost said Wrestling Chris G. On the other line with me today is my seaside co-host. It's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie, my man, how are you doing this week?
Good Lord, I wish I was at the seaside right about now.
No, you don't. It's way too cold. The weather, took a shit on us today.
All right, let me rephrase. Put me at the seaside in about May.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because this was some bull.
Yeah. But also joining us this week is, again, our premium Patreon guest, Grant. He is back for a second week and a second week of going over our Pokemon, our final adventures with Ash. Grant, how are you doing over there?
Good. I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
No problem.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't scare you off last week. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
So I do want to preference this episode. So today we are going over the second episode of the 11 episode series of Ash's final episodes. This episode is titled Satoshi versus Kasumi, which is Ash versus Misty, Seaside 1-on-1. And I want to preference this episode as this is actually the 1,223rd episode of the Pokemon anime series. Holy cow. That is a lot of episodes.
It's almost an episode per Pokemon.
Yeah, basically.
But it isn't.
I know. I know. I think we're at 1,008 is where we're sitting right now. Give or take a Pokemon or two. So I do want to take this time real quick. I did not run this by either one of you, but I saw this earlier today because he put it out on Twitter. I want to congratulate our good old pal Blaine's. He posted it as a big achievement on Twitter today, and I want to go ahead and congratulate him on the major success that he has had. So congratulations, Blaine's. So this week on the podcast, we will be venturing to the seaside, as it states in the title, basically. And Ash will be going 1-on-1 against Misty. Now, will he be able to defeat Misty? We will have to just watch and find out. But this episode was a very, very easy watch, and I want to preference that because I feel like we're about to get like hammered in next week, as next week is not going to be as easy and we're going to have to really watch that episode, because I saw the preview for Brock's episode for next week and I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna have to do a little bit of homework on that episode, but I'm excited to do this. I'm excited to do next week. This is a good time to be a Pokemon fan, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do have to say that I was a little disappointed, though, that we did not get a different theme song this week. I really thought they were going to go with like a different theme every single week and then like commemorate with like one big finale at the very end. But
they still might do that. They still might be like, we're saving our ones for a finale.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just doing like, you know, this is the Kanto characters, and then maybe they'll jump to Hoenn, because Johto is still the same character, so.
Yeah, that is true. So, all right. I have the episode up. I got it right here. I do have some side notes on the Pokemon that we do end up seeing in this episode that I will make sure that we go over. But are you guys ready to jump on into this week's episode?
Yes.
So,
all right. And just so I don't throw either one of you off, I will go ahead and I will start this episode. I will switch it over to Grant first, and then Doug, I will have you hit up the third part of the scene as we go through, and then I will just continue revolving in that order. So
that's because we talk over each other too much. He's trying to cut down on it. He's trying to be polite and say anything.
No, that is not it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, everybody. So we start this week off with a nice sunrise, and I'm going to lower this because I did not know the volume was up. But we have Ash and Pikachu running to what looks like a beachside, and Ash just throws his arms up in the air, and so does Pikachu in such a cute fashion. And Ash is like, "The sea!" And he's like, "Come on out, everybody!" And I want a preference that he had. That's a great ball, or is that a water type ball that he throws out? Because he has three Pokeballs.
Not a great ball. A great ball's blue.
Okay, so that is a, what type of Pokeball is that? Because I was wondering, because his Totodile comes out of that ball.
Oh, that's a dive ball. Yeah,
a dive ball. Okay.
I remember him catching it with that Pokeball specifically.
Yes.
Yeah. Gosh, that's attention to detail. I like that. Yes. I did write that down. That was my first note. I was like, make note of different Pokeball. Ask the class.
So Ash throws out his Pokemon, and we have a Corphish, a Totodile, a Rowlet, and a Lavanny. And they are all happy. And again, we are back with the five Pokemon, including his Pikachu, because as Doug said last week, Ash is allergic to six Pokemon. So,
yeah, and I thought about this last week as we were wrapping up and as we were moving on with our night. So he's got the five, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And he's got Pikachu.
Yes.
Now, obviously, I'm not trying to break new ground. Obviously, Pikachu doesn't do Pokeballs. That's fine. But because Pikachu doesn't do Pokeballs, does that still count? That would still count in his party, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He has the Pokeball with him. Like,
okay.
They've referenced it several times throughout the series. It's like, he's even got a special one, too. I think it's got, like, the little electric thing on it.
Yes.
The little zapper.
Yeah. Oh, I think I've seen that in a few episodes. Okay.
Yeah, it definitely has the electric, the bolt right above the button is where it's
so he can't forget.
So, and I want a preference that when his Pokemon, because the Ash tells all of his Pokemon to go and have fun in the water. And it's funny because Lavanny has Rowlet, and Rowlet is sleeping, everybody. And Rowlet and Lavanny takes Rowlet and does like a backflip into the water with Rowlet and just carrying him like a beach ball and goes underwater. And Ash is like, "Hey, is everybody okay?" And Lavanny and Totodile pop out of the water. Lavanny's holding Rowlet, and Rowlet's just sleeping. And Ash is just looking. He's like, "Man." And then he just sees Corphish is just having a ball, because this is the first time, and this is kind of sad in a way, Corphish has not been in open water since he's been back with Professor Oak. So Corphish is just having the time of its life, because it is now in the water, and Ash is like, "Corphish, come back, come back." And then Ash is like, "Yeah, he must be happy to be in the sea after such a long time." And Pikachu is like, "Yeah." And then we get the narrator, and the narrator comes in, and he starts talking about the Pokemon that he has met on this adventure so far, and how everybody is all happy. But then Pikachu is looking in the water and sees something bubbling, and Pikachu puts its tail into the water and is like, "Okay, I'm gonna fish you out." And what is this Pokemon? And then all of a sudden we just hear, "Pika!" And everybody looks over like, what the hell is going on? Pikachu is having a panic attack and something has clamped onto Pikachu's tail, and Pikachu's like, no, this hurts. And then it just takes its tail and it just jumps up, and we find out that it has a clauncher. Clauncher has attached to Pikachu's tail, and then Corphish sees this and just runs over, and Pikachu is getting ready to shock the mess out of Clauncher, but Clauncher takes his claw and does water gun and blasts back Ash and Pikachu. So this looks like it must be a high level Clauncher, and it's ready to battle. And from here, we have Corphish come right on over, and Corphish comes in to try to attack Clauncher, and they have a nice little stare down. Grant, I'm going to throw it on over to you at this point if you would like to go over this next part of the scene.
Yeah, so Corphish is, staring down Clauncher, and then Ash whips out Dexter again. Oh, Rotom Dex at this point. And then Dexter's like, this is Clauncher by detonating gas that accumulates in its right claw.
Yes.
It launches water like a bullet to defeat its enemies. So they start fighting. They're like clawing off, I guess. Crab versus crab here. And
it's kind of funny because he kind of punks out Corphish.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the better crab, and throws Corphish down the road there. Corphish is like, well, the hell with you. And Clauncher's like, well, yeah, I bet I'm the better, crab.
Better
crab. Ash is like, yeah. And then Ash is like, yeah, I'm gonna catch this. And then as he picks up the Pokeball and raises it into the sky, the Misty lure on the fishing pole lure wraps around his arm, and he's like, "What? Who caught me?" And he looks up, and there's Psyduck and Misty. And Misty's like, "What's up? How's it going? It's been a while." And to the theme song.
Yes, the very, very long theme song.
But criminy, it is long. It didn't change from last week, but criminy, it's long.
Oh, crap. I thought I had clicked too far, but I went all the way down to, I clicked 410 on the file that we're looking at, and it went straight to the title sequence, so 410, everybody. I know. It's like a minute and 40 seconds of music.
Holy schnucks.
But
it's like a whole song.
I know. I think it is.
You would have time to go to the bathroom.
And they probably got a commercial break during that too, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, Doug, you wanna go over this part of the scene after the intro to music?
So we see the title screen. We see Ash versus Misty, a seaside showdown.
Yes,
can you get me twice? Misty's like, no, I'm gonna catch that
Clauncher,
and Ash is like, oh, is that how it's gonna be? And we pan over, and Corphish and Clauncher are still going at it. Clauncher's water gun kind of kicks up a mini little dust storm. And everybody's kind of holding firm, and Clauncher takes the opportunity of the distraction to jump back in the water. And Misty's kind of standing like, "Damn, I was gonna catch that Pokemon." And yeah, Clawfish kind of walks over to the edge of the sea, and you can kind of assume is kind of talking shit.
It's like, come back.
No, I wasn't finished with you. You used a distraction to get away from me. And then we see the reunion scene. It's kind of assumed that it's going to be Pikachu jumping into Psyduck's arms. But Pikachu completely does a Leroy Jenkins leap over Psyduck into Misty's arms. Psyduck doesn't even flinch.
I felt so bad for Psyduck here.
And he's still standing there with his arms out, just waiting, and it never comes. And Misty's like, oh, Pikachu, it's been so long. And she, you know, they're kind of nuzzling. And then Levani kind of walks over to Psyduck as to not kind of leave the poor guy hanging and just kind of pats his head. And meanwhile, throughout all of this, so the battle and seeing Misty again, Rowlett is still just out like a light. And then
Levani's holding Rowlett like Misty used to hold Togepi.
Yeah, and that's the one Pokemon, and I made a note of this as well, but I didn't. It was further down on my list, but since you brought it up, no mention of, I guess, Togetic now.
Yes, so Misty no longer has Togetic. So on a previous episode, Misty encountered I think it was a Togekiss, and her Togepi ended up evolving and becoming like the princess or something of the Togekiss world.
It was a very strange episode. It was like, say, it was the Gen 3 one, and it was they were like worshiping Togepi. It was a really weird like cult like kingdom here.
Yes,
it's very very strange episode.
But basically, Togepi is not in a regular world. It was transferred to kind of like an outsider world where it's just Togepi and a whole bunch of Togetics and Togekiss and like all of the Togepi evolutions. But Misty's version is the queen of all of those Togepi that are in that land. So,
gotcha.
So yeah, she no longer has Togepi. They got rid of him.
Well, and as is the style in Pokemon, you know, Pokemon reach their limit and we just cast them off, you know.
Unless you're Pikachu.
Never to be seen again.
Unless you're Pikachu, yeah.
And Charizard, because Charizard finally is not at that Dragon Island anymore and it's just chilling at Professor Oak's lab. So
yeah, he comes back every now and again.
Yeah. So, all right, Doug, you want to finish your scene off before I jump back in?
So, you know, after Levani's kind of patting Psyduck on the head, Pikachu and Totodile are chasing after it looks like a really small Meryl.
Azurill.
Ah, okay.
It's the pre-evolution of Meryl.
I love those pre-evolutions. I gotcha.
Yes.
And Vanny's kind of walking after him, not really in a hurry, but like, okay, somebody's got to watch after him. I mean, I would assume Pikachu is at least responsible, but he was in play mode. So Misty and Ash are standing there, and Misty's like, oh, they look very happy. And, you know, we see Totodile's doing a dance for the group and everybody's kind of clapping along and just bouncing and having a good time. And we see Rowlett has finally decided to wake up and join the group and has plunked itself on Misty's head. And and Ash is like, ah, Rowlett missed you too. And Misty is like, hey, I saw on TV that you finally did the damn thing. You know, congratulations. And Ash, they missed a trick because he could have, like, kind of thing where you like crack your knuckles and lean back like, it was nothing. But then Misty could have shot back. If it was nothing, it wouldn't have taken you 20 damn years. And Misty was like, I was watching and I was getting so nervous. I couldn't sit still. And
she left us a really unsteady gem.
And yeah, we get like the briefest mention of her sisters. And she's like, I have begun my journey. And Ash is like, no shit. And we pan over and we see Corvish is kind of doing like some Karate Kid stuff on a boulder in the sea. It's like, boy, you know, let that guy come back here. I'll give him this and I'll give him that. And Misty's like, what's his problem?
And it is at this point that Ash is like, I think he's ready to battle that Clauncher. And he's like, I'm going to catch that Clauncher. And Misty's like, no, you're not. I'm going to catch it. And Ash is like, what you mean? And Misty's like, the two of us are linked together by the red string of fate. And Ash is just sitting there, huh? And he's like, fate. And Pikachu's like, yeah, after all, she's like, I fished him up with my precious Misty lore. And then we get a shot of her getting Clauncher out of the water. And Clauncher's like, yeah, I'm ready. And Misty's like, and she's so starstruck. And at this very moment, instead of having a nice Disney moment of these two like linking eyes, Clauncher just takes its claw and sprays out a water gun straight into Misty's face. And Misty's like, oh. And she's like, the moment our eyes met through the water gun, let's see, I felt a spark. And it's at that point that Psyduck is outside of his Pokeball. And Misty just gets blasted in the face and gets knocked out. Psyduck's like, that just happened. And then we find out that it's time after time after time. She fishes up Clauncher, and we have another one where she fished him up with a lure. She's in the middle of the sea, and Clauncher just comes up and just tips her boat over, and her and Psyduck fall off to the side. And Missy's like, man, this must be fate. She's like, I can tell. That's how he shows his love. And she's doing like a little love sequence with Rowlet still on her head. And Sonic's like, Psy? And Ash is like, you really think that? And Pikachu's like, yeah, Pika. He's like, can't you just find another one? She's like, no, he's the one. Those eyes are so lovely, so cool. And she's like, my heart throbs like an aqua breaking. And Ash's like, but I decided to catch that Clauncher too. And Pikachu's like, yeah. And Missy's like, you can't. I found him first. And Ash is like, well, my Corphish is waiting for it. And you see Corphish is just doing the little punching emotions on the rock. And he's like, the battle from before sparked a deep friendship between Corphish and Clauncher. And he's just clutching his fist down. And Missy's like, huh? She's like, so I'll catch him for my Corphish. And she's like, in that case, let's decide it by fishing. And Ash is like, then that's what I will do. And we get one of the funniest moments in this episode. So Misty whips out her fishing rod. She has her Misty lore on there. But then Ash whips out his fishing rod. And he has a silent lure on his rod. And Misty's like, what the hell is that? And Ash is like, I got this from a friend I traveled with. And Missy is like, but I gave you one of mine, didn't I? And Ash is like, yeah, but this one catches more fish. And he's like, it's better than somebody's lore. And she's like, now you've done it. And she just starts chasing him with the fishing rod. So from here,
she went to roll up her sleeve that's not there.
She was so mad. She's like, I gave you one. Where is the one that I gave you? And she's just like, yeah, yours isn't as good as this one, but thank you. So Grant, I'm going to switch this on over to you now that Misty is chasing Ash, and she's saying, hold up, Ash, and we're getting a pan up. So here's the next scene for you.
Yeah, so the pan up happens, and they're both fishing, and Misty's like, whoever catches Clauncher first has the right to catch him. And so they're fishing there, everyone's watching. If they fail, the other person gets a turn, then they agree on the terms and conditions. And poor Fish is like, yo, I want in on this action here. Ash is like, sure. So they go fishing, they throw in their lures, and they're waiting.
And waiting.
They're waiting.
And waiting.
Rowlet's in the bag. Rowlet's in the bag. And they're getting bored, and they're just kind of falling asleep. And Rowlet's already asleep, so he's like, nothing new. Ash is getting bored. He's like, this sucks. And Misty's like, well, you got to be patient, you know? It's part of the experience here.
And Ash is like, man, he's like, so what's the line that just ticks off Misty? Because Misty calls Ash a loudmouth. She's like, you're not going to catch anything being a loudmouth like Ash. And Ash is like, well, you're a bigger loudmouth. And she's like, did you just say something? Ash's like, wasn't me. And she's like, yes, it was. I can hear you perfectly. All right. And Doug, you wanna go over? So now we're getting a submarine in the water, and it's Team Rocket, of course. So they're not done with the series yet, Doug.
No, they're not, apparently, even though they got completely jobbed out last week. And we pan down, and we see that Meowth is at the periscope controls, and he's like, oh, it's the twerp. And Jesse and James are just done. She's like, so what? And she, you know, I'm starving. And Wobbuffet's like, yeah, I feel that. And then she kind of sits up. She's like, you know what? Screw it. You know, we're this hungry. We have to do something. And we've got to catch our food. And Meow's like, you know, we're supposed to be the bad guys here. We're not just supposed to be fishing for food. We're supposed to be trying to catch that kid's Pikachu.
Meow.
And I'm not doing the meow.
We do get an inside look in the water. You might know one of these Pokemon, Doug. But we do get a shot of a Gorbis. And we do get a whole bunch of Remoraids inside of the water that's surrounding... the submarine at this point.
Let's see. Remoraid sounds familiar.
Yes, it's the little piranha Pokemon.
It's the ones to the left. The Gorbis is going across the screen, and in the background there's Wishiwashi.
Yes, and Wishiwashi. I forgot about Wishiwashi.
Well, they really did kind of give up as they got later in terms of naming Pokemon, didn't they?
Oh, you should hear some of the later ones.
I don't know. So, Seal is a pretty good name.
Seal, you know what? Seal, Seal,
you know what?
Seal.
You know what? When you hit a point, you hit a point. So, you know, Ash is sitting on the bank, and you know, Totodile and Pikachu have completely thrown in the towel. They're leaning against each other, falling asleep. Lavanny is kind of guarding the bag that Rowlet's in. And Corphish is like, let that Pokemon come back out here. I'm going to get it. And Ash is like, come on, hurry up and bite.
How do they not see the little thing poking out of the water with Team Rocket? The scope poking out of the water, because it's not even that far away from them.
Tunnel vision.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, Misty's been blasted in the eye with water gun so many times, it probably messed up her vision.
Well, and you know what? That's what she gets for opening her eyes, is she's getting hit in the face.
She's like, I'm used to it. I'm a water Pokemon trainer and the best.
And yeah, you know, Ash is just sitting there going, hurry up and bite, hurry up and bite, hurry up and bite. And Misty's like, could you do that a little quieter? And then Misty's rod gets a little nibble and she wakes everybody up because she's being inconsiderate. And
just like Misty, like just how Misty does.
And she's like, I'm going to do a better job looking after you than Ash. That she calls him a battle freak, which I think is just rude on a lot of levels. She's like, you know, I got you. And Ash and Corphish are kind of like, fucking son of a, my one purpose. And
Corphish should have just dove into the water and kind of tempted Clauncher to go on to Ash's lore, and then he would have had something to talk about, because Corphish is the one that wants to battle it so bad. So jump in the water. You're a water Pokemon.
You know what? Again, fair point. And she pulls her rod out of the water, and Clauncher is looking mean like usual, and Meowth's like, they got something. And Jesse's like, food? I'm not fucking...
Just do it once, Doug, and we will stop.
No.
I'm going to get you to do it by the 11th episode. I'm just going to have you do it.
I did it a couple times during the first episode until I got fed up.
You got to do it once per episode now.
Bullshit. And, you know, Jesse's like, food? And Meowth's like, no, a Clauncher. And a little touchscreen comes down, and
which is James, a nice improvement on the submarine, by the way.
James is like, oh, that's interesting. And Jesse kind of sits up and goes, it looks tasty. And
I felt eerie watching this scene.
A little bit, yeah. What did you say that Team Rocket's infected Pokedex was called?
Rotom.
So Rotom pops up on Meowth's head and is like, oh, you noticed? They say, if you snap one of its claws off, it grows right back. They say the meat inside is apparently a delicious delicacy. And that's pretty much all Team Rocket needed to hear. And they're like, oh, say less.
So are they trying to say that a Clauncher is basically unlimited fish for you? But that would be a pain. Like, you would... That would have to be pretty painful. Someone that caught a Clauncher and just is continuously ripping off its claws because it's delicious. But that's...
Well, imagine it doesn't grow back right away. It's like a lizard.
Yeah, you're right.
I would sit down with my trainer and it's like, look, you understand what I can do, but I'm going to need some time. So we can have fish Fridays. But the other 6 days of the week, you got to figure something out.
you got to learn how to walk on three legs instead of four, because that fourth one's always going to be over here.
Hey, we got Lavani. We got the salad.
But we do jump back into into the water, and we do have some more Remoraes, another Gorbis swims on by. But in the background, we do get our first vision, at least within a while, of a Huntail in the background as well. And the Huntail just swims right on by. It just shows you how rare of Pokemon are right under their noses, and they have no idea.
Well, again, it's tunnel vision, right? Because they're like, no, you know, we're going to sit here on this shoreline until one of us gets this clauncher, and to heck with everybody else.
Yeah.
And have you seen a Huntail? They're not delicious. They're hungry.
Yeah, they are hungry. They're like a Gyarados in a way. So Misty is looking over, and she's like, you've got this. You've got this, haven't you? And
No. She's talking to the clutcher. She's like, oh, you've got guts, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, you've got guts. I'm sorry, I misread that. And Clauncher just starts paddling its tail fin. And and he's like, I'm going to pull you into this water, Misty. And Misty's like, no, stop. And she just goes headfirst right into the water. And she does a little animation of squirting water out of her mouth into the air like a little fountain. And
kind of like Rowlet did when he first got out of the water after
Lavani put him in there.
Yeah, after Crawfish knocked everybody off.
Yep. And right on the side, Ash is just having a ball. He's like, oh my god. He's like, what? He's like, you tried to hook Clauncher, but he ended up hooking you instead. And Misty is just splashing in the water. She's like you've ever hooked anything. And then all of a sudden, Ash is like, oh, my rod's got something. He's like, that's it. I'll fish you right up. And there's Clauncher again. And Ash pulls it out of the water. But it jumps on, and it's standing on a stone rock in the middle. And it's got its claws like buried into the stone, so it can't be pulled. So Ash is like, oh, crap. And Pikachu, Totodile, and Corphish are in the background going, you got this, Ash, you got it. And Ash is like, I'm not gonna give up. And Corphish starts wrapping the line around its claw, so it's pulling Ash closer and closer and closer. And Ash is like, ah! And he goes face first into the water, jumps up, does the same animation as Misty with the little fountain just squirting the water out of its mouth. And he's like, Pitui. And Misty is just sitting there. She's like, how's it feel, Ash?
She's got a very similar look. I mean, it's not quite there, obviously, but she almost looks like the You Mad Bro.
Yeah. And then we get the Who's That Pokemon? And of course, this week it should have been Clauncher, but it's not.
It really should have been.
But it's Corphish. But I would like to take this time, everybody, and give you your Pokemon pack code of the episode. And yes, I'm warning you, so get ready to write it down, everybody. HM7QQP97D4T22. And that is your code for the episode. And Grant, do you want to take us back from commercial break?
Sure. So they're sitting in the water having a stare down with Clauncher. Clauncher's clenching his pincer there, talking to Corphish. Corphish is like, you know, screw you too, bud. I'll turn you into butter. And Misty's like, hey, they're talking about something. T wants me to catch him, right? And then Nash gets sprayed in the face. I guess he didn't agree. So Misty walks up, starts talking to Corfish. Corfish is like, stay out of this, bud. Ash is like, I got this. He wants to battle. Whoever can win, we have a battle. Whoever wins can catch him. So now they're going to battle to see who can catch the Clauncher. And Corfish is like, I like that idea. And Misty happily agrees. And Ash is like, all right, let's battle. And Misty's like, I can't say no, so let's do it. And Clauncher's just watching. Then as he's watching, another golden Meowth leer goes and catches Clauncher, and Clauncher grabs it and gets pulled right into the water with the big submarine Magikarp thing. And Team Rocket crawls out of it. Ash and Misty are concerned. So they start reciting their motto in a very deprived, like, dead state. They're just, like, they're starving to death. They look up. Ooh, yeah, they're, like, facial expressions are just...
creepy.
Like, they're dying. Yeah. Like, yeah. They're dying there.
I do like this new animation. I'm going to say the last time we kind of saw Jesse and James and like kind of drawn like this was actually pre like part of the first fan art, and I'm gonna take you all the way back to Black and White, where they were inside of the Litwit mansion, and they were sucking the life out of Jesse, James, and Meowth, and it's a very, very similar drawing that they drew them in this episode, because Jesse's face looks almost the exact same. It's just this time the only reason that she's looking this way is because she has not eaten. So this is real, as opposed to it Litwick and the other one, all they had to do was just get the life back into Team Rocket and they were fine. Doug, you wanna take it from here?
So, yeah, you know, they finished their little haggard motto. And Ash is like, holy shit, Team Rocket. And Misty's like, you know, I couldn't hear any of that. And James is like, have some pity, we're starving. And Jesse's like, you know, you have been gone a while, haven't you, you little female twerp.
Original brat girl. I like that line, even though I know it's not going to get translated in English.
And Misty's like, never mind any of that, let go of that Clauncher. And I was going to ask this, and I wasn't expecting to go on that run with Team Rocket. Am I missing something? Like, what is so special about this Clauncher? Like, other than Misty saying she's got like this cosmic connection with it.
I don't know. Like, Misty has a cosmic connection. Ash is just determined to catch it, and Team Rocket's hungry. Like, if anything, Team Rocket has the better motivation.
Like, it's a Clauncher. It's not like it's a, you know, it's not like it's a Lapras or a, you know.
Yeah, it's just, it's the Gen 5 crab. Like...
yeah. Maybe and maybe I'm missing something, but has Clauncher ever had a Starlight episode in Pokemon?
I can't remember. I feel like Clauncher was had like an appearance, but never like a focal point.
Okay.
But,
I kind of wonder.
I think one of them was like a gym leader Pokemon, but like one of like the middle ones that they kind of skimped over real quick.
Gotcha. Okay. So Doug, you want to finish up your scene before I jump back in?
So yeah, Misty's like, yo, let go of that Clauncher, for goodness sakes. We were trying to have a battle here. We had something going. And Team Rocket kind of has a point, or I guess Jesse's speaking, but she has a point. She's like, it's not like it's your Pokemon, is it? And Misty's like, shit, Team Rocket's kind of got a point. And Clauncher's like, I'm not her Pokemon, but I would rather not be where I'm at right now. And Corphish is kind of like, And it kind of puts it out on Front Street, and she's and he's like, all we really want is, and apparently he's too weak to finish his own thought, because Meow's like, his huge claw. And, you know, we see poor Cluncher struggling, and he kind of looks at Meow like, you ain't going to get shit about any kind of claw. And Ash kind of reverts back to original Kanto Ash as, like, claw. And Jesse is kind of owning him here. She's like, you really don't know anything, do you? All these years we've been calling you a twerp, but you really are kind of an idiot. And she's like, you know, little Cluncher's claw is a delicacy. It's supposed to be super tasty. And she's like, got like stars in her eyes, and she's kind of got some blush in her cheeks. Like, you know, she's like, she's 100% in. And James is like, yes, we have found our dinner for tonight. And Missy's like, you're going to eat him? No, they're going to fucking.
Well, they can't eat a Magikarp, so they might as well eat this one, because this one's actually edible.
And Meowth kind of is like, listen, we'll level with you. Once we get his claw, we'll give you the rest back. Which is kind of stupid on Team Rocket's part, because, okay, so they'll get a meal for one night, but then that's it.
All that, all those water Pokemon that are surrounding their submarine, and they have to go after this one.
Well, like, they could easily, like, bargain with Team Rocket, go, like, we have food. Just take food and leave. Like,
yeah, for real.
Like, we have a spare cabbage in the bag or something. I don't know.
Could have just given them. Like, you see that they are desperately hungry. They probably look homeless at this point inside of this submarine. God only knows what they smell like right now. And and Jesse's like, well, Misty's so upset. She's like, you just want its claw? And she and Jesse's like, oh, it's fine. It'll grow straight back. And he's like, don't worry. Don't you worry. And Meowth puts out its claws and is like, I'll just cut it off real quick. And Corphish jumps right into the water and goes up and cuts the line that's holding up. That's holding up Cluncher, and Ash is like, good job, Corphish. And Corphish is like, yeah. And it starts swimming back over towards Team Rocket, and so does Cluncher. And they're both headed right towards them. And Jess is like, oh my gosh, they're coming towards us. We've got to get out of, huh? What? And we see Meow, Wobbuffet, and James are so hungry that they can't even move a muscle. And Jesse's like, oh my God. Oh my gosh. Come on, guys. Come on. We're about to get hurt. And then it's at this point that both Corphish and Cluncher use their focus blast. And I guess it's kind of meshed with a hydro pump, maybe, but they just blast Team Rocket at this point into the sky, and they are out of here. They're blasting off again, and Ash is like, oh man, good job, Corphish, good job, Cluncher. I keep messing up with this Japanese subtitles. Ash is like, man, when you're together, nothing can stop you. And Cluncher and Corphish kind of like hook claws, and they're like, yeah, pound it. And Jessie's in the air, and she's like, all I wanted to do was eat it. The sea is vast. And Meowth is like, the sea is vast. There's plenty more Clunchers in the sea.
Yeah, well, that's the whole fucking point of this.
Exactly. So they're blasting off again, and they're like, oh, what an awful feeling. Because not only are they blasting off again, but they are blasting off with no food in their belly, and they lost their submarine again. So Grant, we go straight from that, and it's like they didn't even blink an eye, but we're going straight into battle here if you want to go over this next part of the scene.
Yeah, so now Clauncher's sitting on a rock, and Ash is like, all right, where the hell were we? And Misty's like, we were about to battle. Whoever wins catches Clauncher. And she's like, look at this Clauncher, the skill of the world-class beauty, the tomboyish mermaid. Like, just a crab. So Misty throws out Politoed.
That's what that is.
Yes.
Yeah. And she did have a Poliwag. So
it did evolve. So okay.
I have a question. Evolve.
Yes.
I have a question that is probably going to derail this for. When did Poliwhirl change color?
So, I have an answer. So it doesn't change color. So Poli
falls.
Yeah. So depending on the way you evolve Poliwhirl, it can go into either Poliwrath, or it can go into a Poli, Politoed. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Grant, in order to get a Politoed, it has to be holding a King's Rock.
Yeah, to trade it with a King's Rock. Yeah.
Trade it with a King's
Rock. Okay. I remember this from, whatever game Politoed is introduced in. I do remember the King's Rock. Now that you say that. Okay.
Yes. So
I think I even had one now that I say that. I think I even...
Yeah, I believe this is second gen, right? Politoed?
Yeah, Gen 2.
Yeah, Gen 2. Okay.
Okay.
I feel Politoed gets forgotten about a lot more than others.
Because I was watching the episode, and mind you, I watched the episode like Sunday, and I was like, that looks familiar. And I didn't make the connection, but as soon as you said King's Rock, I was like, yep,
yeah. Yep. It evolves. In the series, it has to be holding a King's Rock, and in the game, you have to trade it with a King's Rock, and then trade it back to the person that traded it to you so they can get that Pokemon.
love those trade evolutions.
Yes. So, I'm gonna quickly veer off real quick. And a trick that I just learned from the original game. So, playing Pokemon Red and Blue, okay? Mm-hmm. So, in the game, if you get up to the first forest and your Pokemon is poisoned, okay? And if it gets defeated as being poisoned, and then you go back to the previous town that has the Giovanni Gym, and if you go left and you go up and you talk to your rival, and then you battle your rival again right then and there, and you lose that battle, the next time that you go to the forest, and I guess it's a glitch that never got fixed, but it's an original glitch from the game. You go back to the forest, and as soon as you walk into the forest, you encounter a level 1 Gengar. But after you catch Gengar, it has so much experience that as soon as you catch it, it jumps from level 1 up to level 100. So even before you battle Brock in the game, you can get a level 100 Gengar that is just beast to take you through the rest of the game. But you have
if you have gym badges to control it.
Yes. Yes. That is also true.
Yeah.
Gengar might not listen to you for the longest time after you catch it. But yeah, I had no idea of that. And then someone that I watch on YouTube was covering it. And I was like, no way. And he walked and he did like a little walkthrough with it. And I was like, no way. And then it's funny, Doug, your cousin actually messaged me because I posted the video, and he's like, I'm going to I'm going to go on and I'm going to try this and I'm going to whip out my old red or blue version and see if I can do this. And I was like, well, tell me how it goes. So he has
right.
What's up?
Said right.
So I just for some reason it just sparked in my mind right now because I just saw it a day or so ago. But man, if I would have known that back in the day, that would have been so freaking cool. But you have to do the glitch in those steps, and like I said, your Pokemon has to be poisoned when it loses the battle to the last person inside of that forest. So it's a very, very weird glitch, but it's just like the missing no thing. It's just a glitch and just multiplies your items if your items are at a certain spot inside of your bag. But all right, that was a side note. So for anybody out there, I go ahead and try that in red or blue. But back to the anime. Ash is just sitting here and he's like I'd like to say that, but Corphish, I choose you. And Pikachu is walking up into the battle scene at this point, and Pikachu thinks it's just about to rock this battle. It's like, yeah, I got this, I just won a championship battle, I'm going right in on this. And Pikachu is just stopped when Ash says, Corphish, get in there. And Pikachu's like, wait, what? So we get a Pokemon switch. So now Corphish is about to face Politoed. And Corphish is like, yeah, I got this. And Clauncher is looking over as well. And they kind of have a bond here at this point, because Corphish looks over at Clauncher. Clauncher's looking over at Corphish, and Misty's like, hold it, why are you two off in your own little world? And you get the little heart emojis right in front of both of them, showing that they deeply care for each other. And Ash is like, they're men, they have a friendship of this, which is not how they depicted that, but I mean, I guess. But Misty's like, hey, Clauncher, we felt fate pulling us together too, right? And Clauncher looks right over and does this little like glare at Misty, and Misty's like, yeah, those eyes, oh my gosh, those eyes. And Politoed is just sitting there like, man, are we gonna battle or what? And that's basically what Ash says next too.
This chick is sprung
for real. And Ash is like, we're ready to go anytime now, Misty. And she's like, my Politoed is fully prepared too. And she's like, aren't you? And Pikachu is off to the side getting ready to referee and judge this Pokemon battle. And Misty's like, I appreciate you, Pikachu. And Pikachu's like, all right, ready, go. And Ash is like, use Crab Hammer. And Misty's like, use Bounce, Politoed. And Politoed just bounces up and the Crab Hammer ends up losing. But you know what? I'm going to give this on over to Grant. Grant, go ahead and have a little bit of fun with this Pokemon battle.
Alrighty. So, yeah. Politoed uses Bounce, jumps up into the air, kicks Corphish right in the head, knocks him down, he rolls out for a little bit. Misty's like, what do you think? These days it's the guardian deity of Cerulean Gym. Sorry, I got a buffer.
No, you're good. I'll help you out here. So Ash is like, are you okay, Corphish? And Corphish is like, yeah. And it's at this point that Politoed is getting ready to use what is this move that Politoed is
Blast.
Oh, Focus Blast. Yeah, it's getting ready to use Focus Blast, and Corphish is going in as well, and Clauncher ends up taking the Focus Blast and just clonching it with its claw, and Missy's like, wait a minute, what? And Ash is like, all right, looking good. All right, Grant, if your buffer is good, you are good to go.
Yeah, so Corfish grabbed it and, you know, just disposed of that focus blast. And Ash is like, all right, use Aqua Jet. And Corfish uses Aqua Jet, jets all around Politoed. And Messi's like, that's so fast. And just Corfish is doing circles around Politoed, and Misty's like, keep her cool and use Hydro Pump. So Corfish misses, Politoed jumps in the air and shoots a Hydro Pump right at Corfish. And Ash is like, all right, use Aqua Jet. So Corfish does like a spiral around the Hydro Pump with the Aqua Jet, just circles around, it hits Politoed right in the gut. Politoed is falling to the ground, looks like he's out, he's just falling in slow motion and looks like he's there, but he gets up, he is up. And then Ash is like, all right, time for a crab hammer. So Corfish runs in there with another crab hammer and smacks him right in the head, and there's a lot of dust. Pikachu's very concerned, everyone's watching in awe. Corfish, or Clawfish, Clauncher, is just amazed. And it shows that Politoed has caught Corfish's crab hammer by his hand. And I was like, bitch, please, don't come at me with that shit.
Yes.
So Misty's like, all right, Politoed, use... It says Megaton Punch, which I imagine is like a Mega Punch or something.
Yeah, I'd say it's a Mega Punch.
Yeah, like Mega Punch. And so Politoed's like, all right, uses Mega Punch, hits Corfish right up. Corfish falls to the ground. And Pikachu walks over to Corfish and is like, he out. He ain't moving. This crab is cooked. Politoed's like, hell yeah, it's cooked. We're having crab legs tonight.
Is that cannibalism?
Just a little bit. Doug, you want to go over the next part of the scene?
So, you know, Misty celebrates. She's like, all right, Politoed, good shit. And Ash is like, oh, Corfish did so well. And we pan over and we see Totodile and Lavanny looking sad, and Rowlett's asleep again, and he wakes up and kind of looks around and goes, oh, we're sad. And Ash goes over to Corfish and like, you fought well. And Corfish, you can tell, he's so like disappointed and hurt. He just jumps into Ash's arms and starts crying. He's like, I wanted it so bad. And Ash is like, I get it. I've been there. You're frustrated, I understand. And Misty goes over to Clauncher and she's like, well, I won the battle. Now I'm going to catch you. And it would have been such a move for Clauncher to just be like, nah. The kid fought with more heart. but Clauncher's like, that was the deal. And she throws the Pokeball. And obviously, Clauncher doesn't put up resistance. And, you know, get the three shakes and the bling. And she's like, I got a Clauncher. And Psyduck and
Azuro?
Yeah, they're bouncing around like, all right, we got a new friend. And Misty's like, I told everybody it was fake, but nobody believed me because it sounded crazy. She's like, I'll treasure you, Clauncher. And Clauncher, like, immediately busts out of its Pokeball.
Misty does not have good luck with her Pokemon not popping out of their Pokeball whenever they want to.
I mean, it looks like to the point that she just gave up on old Psyduck having a Pokeball. And so Clauncher goes over to Corfish and Ash in their huddle, and he's like, you can kind of tell, like, he's miming Crab Hammer. And he looks over to Corfish and is like, now your go. And once again, Corfish is over there doing the Karate Kid stuff. And Cluncher's looking on and is like, faster, faster. And he's like, you know, giving him some training. And Ash is like, this is some good shit. And Pikachu is like stunned. And we pan over to Misty, and Misty's just like, what in the fuck is going on here?
And she's so mad.
We see, and she just kind of, she deflates, and we see Ash and all of his Pokemon are doing the training now, except for Rowlet. He's doing his best to just stay awake and stay on Ash's head. And, I mean, he's doing the best of his abilities. But, and Misty's like just pissed. She's like, I'm the one that caught the damn Pokemon. And
Azura's like, I want. Why do we even have the battle if it's just going to go over there with Ash?
And Azura's like kind of bouncing.
Like she's like, my head hurts. And then yeah. Psyduck's like, my head always hurts.
And, you know, we get a little bit more close up of the training and. We pan up, and like you said, we see, oh gosh darn it.
Latias.
Latias. And like you said, Chris, and I don't know if you said it at the beginning of the show or if you said it off mic, if you blink, you missed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it Latias is going to have some type of real big vocal point in one of these episodes. I'm really curious that we're either going to have a nice, like, two or three parter for the last few episodes of something culminating with Ash catching this Latias. And it has to be something big. And I'm still holding on to that. Close to the end of these episodes, we're going to have something big that ends up happening. So I'm going to hold my breath, but we do get a cute little ending to this episode. Doug, if you want to finish off this episode.
Yes. So we pan back and we see that it's like becoming dusk. And Ash and Pikachu are walking through the forest, and we see this orange flash go from right to left on our screens, and I suppose left to right if you're watching an illegal copy, but shush, shush, shush. and then it does go from left to right, and Pikachu eventually turns around and is like, "Da fuck?" And Ash just turns around and goes, I know you're there. I know you're following. And Misty pokes her head out from behind the tree. And she's kind of like, well, gee, you caught me. And
verbatim says, why are you following me?
And Misty's like, well, you see, what happened was Cluncher and Corfish get along so well together. And she's like, so I thought it wouldn't be fair if I had just left. So I thought maybe I'd let them stay together for a bit longer. And then she's like quick to add the addendum of it's just for Corfish though. And Ash is like, uh-huh, sure. And he's like, well, Pikachu, I think on that note, we should start hitting the old dusty trail. And Pikachu doesn't flinch, and he goes over and he hugs Misty's leg. And Ash is like, well, I think my decision's been made for me then. And Misty gets this big smile on her face, and And she's like, well, in that case, here's to good times ahead, Ash and Pikachu. And everybody's bouncing and celebrating, and Psyduck's just happy to be out and about. And Pikachu jumps back on Ash's shoulder, and Misty gets up alongside him, and the narrator's like, our hero's journey continues with new companions that aren't so new.
And that is how
we get our first little, that's how we wrap it up. We get our first little bit of credits, and gosh, these are long credits. And the only reason I'm bringing up the credits, I'm not so much going to, I mean, we can talk about the next preview if you want to, but I was more concerned about the Team Rocket Safari segment.
Yes. At the very end. Let's see. I have it pulled up right here. And this week with Team Rocket, give me 1 second, because it is, because with me skipping ahead, it is buffering.
Oh, well, the preview for the next episode is first, so I don't know if you want to talk about that or...
We can a little bit. So the next episode revolves around Brock. Like we said last week, Brock and his girlfriend, they break up, and he is heartbroken. Silen ends up coming back into the episode, and he's going to do a mystery because Brock is stolen by a mysterious Pokemon, and we're going to find out what that is sometime next week on the next episode. And then we go straight into the Team Rocket Explorers. So they're on their excursion again, and they're looking around, and they're like, man, we're gonna catch a new Pokemon. And they're just walking about, and then from here we get our very first animated glance. And at first, they couldn't tell what Pokemon this was because the page is stuck together.
Hey, when that happens.
I know. But it's the legendary Pokemon Mariodon. Or I think that's how you pronounce it, Mariodon. And it's just sitting there, just looking off into the sea. It's one of the futuristic Pokemon from this from the last series that has just dropped, and it's just looking out, and Jesse's like, oh, I'm gonna catch it in this Pokeball. And then Mariodon's like, no, you're not. And it just goes up, it starts electrocuting Team Rocket's like, ah, and they're blasting off again. And Mariodon is like, all right, well, it's from this point I'm gonna fly off. And then we get the description of Mariodon, and it says that the future looks futuristic. Ha ha ha, because it's a future Pokemon. So, yes. Yeah. It's going to be funny how they introduce Mariodon into the Pokemon series, because with the new kids that are going to be in the series, they're going to end up encountering their first legendaries, and it's going to be Mariodon and
Koryadon.
There you go. And Koryadon. So how they end up introducing these Pokemon into the series is going to be very, very interesting, because one's from the past and one's from the future. So how I'm guessing we're going to have a weird, like, two-part episode, or they're going to put them in the first, like, movie for the kids, and they're going to encounter both of these Pokemon by going into the future and into the past. So
if Celebi's not involved, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, for real. Well, doesn't Celebi have a, just like Mew, because Mew has a Mega version. Does Celebi have a Mega version?
I don't think so.
Oh, darn. Because I know Mewtwo looks so cool in its Mega form. I love it. But
I know Mewtwo does. I don't know about, did Mew have one?
No, not Mew, but Mewtwo has one, and its form is just awesome. So But all right, everybody, that is this week's episode. We are two episodes down, nine to go, in Ash's final Pokemon episodes, everybody. Please tell us how you are liking these in the comments if you can. If you're listening to this on YouTube, go ahead and leave those comments. Go ahead, everybody. I mean, I know we should hit it by the time it comes to on YouTube, but we are literally only like 40 views away from hitting our 10,000 views on YouTube. And most of you are watching these videos, but you're not subscribing. Go ahead and click that subscribe button. It helps us out in the long run, and it will definitely help us get more content out there for you. And also, go ahead and subscribe on Patreon, because you get a lot of perks there. So go ahead and subscribe on Patreon. Right, Grant?
Yeah, subscribe on both.
Yeah, there you go. Subscribe on both.
Yeah.
So you get certain perks for subscribing on YouTube, and you get certain perks for subscribing on Patreon. Get the best of both worlds, everybody. It's definitely worth it. So, Grant, with this being the second episode in the 11 episode series, what did you think, and what would you give this out of 5 stars so far?
I'm not keen on half stars, but I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Okay. All right. And Doug, what about you? What would you give this episode, knowing that we have a lot to go for going forward, but what would you give this so far?
I think I'm probably in the same boat. I don't remember what I gave last week's episode.
You gave 3.5 last week.
Okay. Well, I liked it. I liked this episode a little better, but not enough to bump it up to a 4. So I'm going to stick with my 3.5. Obviously, seeing Misty was like mega nostalgia.
And she's going to be following Ash again.
And she's going to stick around. And I mean, obviously, we're getting Brock next week, and we're getting the return of Cylon, although.
Just getting the whole gang together.
Yeah, for real.
You know, obviously. Dude,
Max is going to come back.
I really hope not. but I know with Ash going down, all of his traveling buddies, we're going to get it. But I'm sorry, Doug. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
You know, so we're getting Brock next week. We're getting Cylon, which for you and I, because we're concurrently going through Kanto and Black and White, obviously Cylon, we're not going to get the nostalgia feels for Cylon, but it is nice to see him. So I'm going to stick with another 3.5. The fact that the episode was focused on a battle was cool. There was some funny bits. Team Rocket's involvement was minimal, which can be a good or a bad thing. I like the attention to detail with Totodile still coming out of a what did we determine that was? A dive ball?
Yes,
dive ball.
On a personal note, obviously, with the hit of the Politoed, like, that was clutch. I would say 3.5. I mean, getting really close to 4, but not quite there.
Yes, and I'm going to be right there with you. I'm not going to be the oddball out this week, so I'll go ahead and stick with the 3.5 theme that we kind of have going on. Not to be repetitive, but basically a mixture of both of what you and Grant have both stated. Now, bouncing off of what you were saying, Grant, I really hope if they do bring Max back that he has matured, because he really needed to mature back from the Ruby and Sapphire series, because he definitely showed how little of a kid that he was. And thank gosh that Iris wasn't a part of that series, because then she would have really had a reason to go, you're such a kid. So Yes.
Yeah. There's a thing in Pokemon in general where I feel they need to have somewhat of a youngster vibe, just because it is for kids, therefore they need to have childlike problems. And I feel Max was an insert because, like the first season, it was Ash. Ash is the kid, but he's still technically a kid, but he's not a kid. And, like, once Gen 3 comes around, he kind of knows what he's doing. But he still can ask, like, the Hoenn questions, but he doesn't know, like, proper, like, growing up lessons. And, like, he's already went through that. So it's, like, Max's turn to kind of pick up, like, I feel that's why he was there. Is just to, like, pick up, like, the child lessons.
But I think so, I too. So, out of everybody, who are you most excited for them to bring back in this venture, if they do end up going back and bringing back every single follower that Ash has had?
I mean... If you watch Gen 6, the way it ended with Serena, it'd be very interesting to see what the cat fight would be between, like, Serena and Misty over who doesn't actually like Ash. Like,
now, like, I mean, you can kind of, because, I mean, the series is over. So how did it end? If you could sum it up in a couple sentences, did she kind of have a crush on Ash?
Oh, throughout the whole series, she had a crush on Ash, and it ended, like, they didn't show her kissing him, but they implied that that has happened.
Okay. And
so, like, you know, he got a smooch. So, like, she's definitely, like, into him, whereas, like, it's kind of, like, tongue-in-cheek with all the other female companions with him.
Gotcha.
So, like,
okay,
it'd be interesting to see if, like, I know they're not going to do it, but it would be interesting to see what the hell they're going to do with that, even though, like, I'm pretty sure Gen 6 is just out. Like, I don't think they're using, I'd be shocked if they use anything from Gen 6.
You know, it'll be very, very funny, and I know it probably won't happen right away because they're kind of getting away from Ash, but to they can use the futuristic part in the recent Pokemon game that just came out. And if they make a movie and they do jump to the future, if we do get a glance at future Ash and who he's married to, if they can tie that together somehow or make a cameo.
He's married to his dream. He's standing atop of a mountain.
Oh man, I want that cameo so bad, because I just want them to put like a little pink bow on it just so we know how he ended up later on, because I know bunch of YouTube pages are hinting that we might get Ash's dad, but Ash's dad's not coming back. Please do not.
I think Ash's dad is a mute point at this point. Like, I don't think he's ever gonna exist. Like,
exactly.
But, yeah, if we didn't get him in the movie, I don't see any point to it at this rate.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, what are they going to do? Just, like, deadbeat dad, or, like, some, oh, surprise, surprise, it's someone we knew all along, like, which both could cause so many issues.
It's Brock. I'm joking. I'm joking. He's too young. I am your father. But yeah, you know, I would say probably I would get my fix by next week. Just having Cylan and Brock in the same episode along with Misty. And I think the icing on the cake, with you bringing up the Serena thing, would maybe be in an episode or so, if we do end up getting Serena back. So maybe I'm gonna do a quick episode search right now, because I do know that they have announced the a few more episodes. So I'm gonna pull that up right now. Okay, here we go. So we have. Dun, dun, dun. After Brock, we have Toon Bear, Psy, and then the next one is Burn the Zenigame Fire Brigade. What is that Pokemon?
Fern Zenigade. Just because it starts with a... Is it Zygarde?
I'm about to find out.
If it's Zygarde, there's a...
No, it's Squirtle. So Squirtle's coming back.
Oh, Squirtle's gone.
So Squirtle is coming in two episodes in his Fire Brigade. And then next, the week after that is, let's see, we have an episode revolving around Bear Tick after Brock. So
Bear Tick.
Yep.
Why Bear Tick?
I guess we'll have to wait until the previews, but yeah, those are the following episodes after Brock's episode. So I guess we'll just have to wait for those previews, but thank you again for coming on again with us, Grant. It was a pleasure having you these last 2 weeks, and going forward, I can't wait to figure out what else is going to end up happening in this series. Have we hooked you? Are you going to be watching the Japanese versions going forward for these next few weeks?
I mean, yeah, I can.
All right.
it's hard to find them, but yeah.
I know. I might if I do end up remembering, I believe the link that I sent you going forward should have those in those episodes in the folder every Saturday morning for you after it has aired. So
okay.
So you should be able to view it on there. But otherwise, go ahead and say goodbye to our audience for right now, Grant.
Goodbye, audience.
All right. And Doug, do you have anything that you would like to say right before we sign off?
No, I've enjoyed these first two little nostalgia blasts, and I can't wait to see, you know, who shows up. I reckon we'll probably see Gary at some point.
Oh yeah,
we'll definitely see Gary. We'd have to see Gary.
Yeah, he was in the preview. He's the one that looks at Ash and goes, "So now that you've beaten Leon, have you given up on your dream of becoming a Pokemon master?" So right. we do have that scene floating around. But which episode will it be?
I could probably see that being maybe like one of the last two, you know.
Yeah.
Get one final battle. I'd like to see Iris, you know. I mean, it might be a little spoiler on myself, you know, for how things are going to progress Black and White, but
we might not get Iris only because Iris was in the Pokemon Championship battles that pertained with Ash winning the championship. So we did just get her. I won't spoil anything because I know you we spoke off air and that you want to kind of review some of those once the English version gravitates around, which probably by the time we're done doing these episodes, the English version should be out there.
That was my hope, that, you know, maybe by the time we put a bow on these episodes, maybe we can get a Japanese or an English drop on Netflix of the championship run.
Yes. So, and don't worry, everybody, we will be back to our regular programming, but not for a couple months after, until we're done with the Ash stuff, and then we will update you then. But it's too soon to say when we will be jumping back into that. So, other than that, Doug, go ahead and say goodbye to our audience.
Bye, Doug.
All right. And this is Professor Chris G telling all of you, we will be back next week for episode 3 of the Ash finale series, everybody. Have a good night.